Maestro Boris Brat in performance with Ensemble here on a Thursday afternoon, and always lovely to get to his recordings. Welcome to the Oasis here on the New Classical FM, bottom of the clock, and our look at the arts next with Boris Brat. The Brat Music Festival has been going since 1988. Back in the 80s, into its 34th season this year, it is Canada's largest orchestral music festival, based in Hamilton, Ontario. Classical, opera, Broadway, rock, education. The Brat Festival certainly has something to offer for every musical taste. And here we are in 2021 with yet another set of concerts, live and socially distanced outdoor experiences after what has been a very tough year for artists and musicians. The Brat Music Festival will present three drive-in concerts with audiences in car bubbles at the Ancaster Fairgrounds. The festival's National Academy Orchestra, soloists and singers will perform on a live stage under a tent with large video screens on either side of the stage to illuminate the artists. The sound will be projected both live, of course, and via an FM channel for your car. You get an evening of Mozart opera, a night devoted to Broadway, and the music of Queen as part of festivities. Then, to the Sue Ann Staff Estate Winery in Jordan, Ontario, a socially distanced concert with the National Academy Orchestra of Canada. Tickets available right now, bratmusic.com, or you can call 905-525-7664. Boris Brat conducting his National Academy Orchestra, one of the most internationally recognized Canadian conductors, having led on stages around the world, including Carnegie Hall, Covent Garden. He's also a recipient of the Order of Canada. His passion is to help new and young audiences find classical music, and he joins us this afternoon. Boris, welcome.
Hello, Mark. Nice to be here.
Great to be with you again. Why is it so important to you that this festival get back into performance this summer?
Well, the National Academy Orchestra is a superb group of the finest young graduates of music programs from all over the world who happen to be Canadian. Our purpose really is performance, putting mentors, the mentors being the finest musicians, principal players from orchestras across Canada, and now around the world because of this COVID that allowed us to pivot into producing a virtual festival so that the musicians were at home at their various places all of residence, and they could take an oboe class with the principal oboe of the Vienna Philharmonic or study the viola with Pinchas Zukerman. I mean, they've just been such an enormous, phenomenal coaching sessions with all of these people. However, the idea of it is live. And so this will be the first opportunity for them to get together with mentors live in performances of opera and Broadway and the music of Queen, Mozart thrown in as well. It's a taste in a way, because normally we'd be giving two concerts a week. It's not the full season that we would normally give, but it's an opportunity for us to appear live and to play together, and hopefully to play together for a large assemblage of people safe in their cars, or live stream from home, if that's the way they would prefer it.
Boris, you know, we talked last year briefly as the pandemic was really setting in, and I know you were starting to dip your toe into a virtual world. There was perhaps a little uncertainty as to how that would all go. But now with a little perspective and returning to live performances, I'm sure you feel like you've got a couple different avenues to take the ensemble down at this point.
Yes, indeed. I think in many ways, a difficult experience can bring other opportunities. And certainly, having been closeted away in our own homes, really forced to provide the experience of mentorship virtually, have opened up a whole new group of doors and new subscribers and people from all over the world listening. So we're not going to give that up.
No.
That will be an added string, as it were, to our bow. But we're not certainly going to give up the idea of live performance. And we hope that audiences out there will come and support us in their cars, feeling less challenged than if they had to go into a concert hall and sit next to somebody they don't know.
Give us a few more details on the three concerts that you're putting together at the Ancaster Fairgrounds. What will the repertoire be looking like?
Well, to start out with, the very first concerts on Thursday, July the 15th at 7:30 in the evening. It will be a fully produced with costumes and staging and the whole nine yards, production of Mozart's Così fan tutte. Six marvelous soloists, and Anna Theodosakis is our director. The musicians are all eager, and so it should be a terrific performance. The next set of concerts is a Broadway evening. Music from Cabaret, West Side Story, Les Misérables, Sound of Music, Chess, My Fair Lady, Evita, Carousel, Aspects of Love, with a full symphony orchestra and 10 marvelous Broadway soloists. Luz Ampronia, who's our producer here, has been running a fabulous school in Hamilton associated with Theatre Aquarius for years, where he's trained some of the finest Broadway voices who are now appearing in productions all over the world. But right now, they're not appearing in productions all over the world.
Right.
So we have the benefit of having them here in Hamilton live to perform this wonderful music for our audience. So that's on July the 22nd. Then the last of those three concerts that we're talking about is a concert of the music of Queen, July 30th. It's a program called Bohemian Rhapsody, the music of Queen, a Jeans and Classics rock band, a chorus taken from the Arcady Singers. I mean, after all, what could possibly improve on the beloved music of Queen? Its appeal is iconic, and their hits like We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You, Somebody to Love, Killer Queen.
I think with the film as well recently, there's just that much more interest, so I think that's a great pick. By the way, if you're just joining us, Maestro Boris Brat is with the Oasis. The 34th Brat Music Festival getting underway next Thursday night. Unbelievable. Three bubble concerts at Ancaster Fairgrounds. Tickets at bratmusic.com. All tickets are $34, and so a great value. And then to wrap, we head to Wine Country in Niagara, Sunday, August 8th, and a very special wrap to the 34th season, Boris. And I think you've had a lot of excitement about this particular performance, so a couple of performances scheduled for that day.
Yes, originally we were scheduled for 3 o'clock in the afternoon on August the 8th, but that sold out very quickly.
Lovely.
We added a second concert at 6 o'clock, for which there are some seats available, but they're going very quickly. Valerie Tryon, the marvelous pianist, the British pianist who makes Canada her home, a soloist of international stature, will be performing Mozart Piano Concerto No. 23, K-488, and we'll be performing the Divertimento K-136, and the Chevalier de Saint-Georges, Symphony Concertante. Chevalier de Saint-Georges lived at the time of Mozart, the black composer of Haitian descent. Very interesting music and interesting to hear. And all of this at Suan Staff Winery in Jordan, actually, which is on the way to Niagara, just outside of Stony Creek.
People who perhaps were interested in that 3 p.m. concert can now look to the 6 p.m. Slot, and once again, August 8th. But I would suggest you act now, bratmusic.com. And Boris, you must be just so pleased that things are returning to some sort of normalcy.
Yes, indeed. We were all thrilled. We had our very first rehearsal last night with the orchestra, and we've been rehearsing the opera for the last 2 weeks. So all looks phenomenal.
2022 looking up as well, I would imagine.
Yes, indeed. We're already planning a Messiah concerts for December, a Christmas concert, and our education concert for the fall of 22, and hopeful that we've beaten this COVID thing and that people will be double vaxxed and people will be back in a concert hall and children will be able to attend. We're very optimistic. It's a horrible disease. My brother had it, was on a ventilator for 36 days. So it's not something to trifle with. But I think with the vaccinations and people getting double vaccinated, we'll get by this, including the variants. And it'll be something that we will look back upon with some degree of trepidation, but also with a great deal of joy, because in a sense, we most of us have been able to get by, conquer this, and pivot and do things that are unusual as a result.
Thank you for sharing those words and close to your heart. To be sure, tickets for all four concerts available now by visiting bratmusic.com, or you can call this number 905-525-7664. And we'll quickly mention again, this weekend, Saturday night at 8:30 p.m., members of the National Academy Orchestra will be at the Collingwood Music Festival along with Brat Opera soloists. Collingwoodfestival.com if you'd like to have a look at tickets and timing for that one. Boris Brat, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure.
All the best over the next month. You are with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. And who else? Boris Brod.